The dome of our building is done in Venetian art glass. Keller went to Venice, and in Venice, Antonio Salviati had a company which had rediscovered a Renaissance technique of Venetian art glass. The island of Murano is where they did the work. The glass in our dome is the very first use of Murano glass. The depictions on the glass, of course, all of the iconography there is, of course, we have angels and we have directional north, south, east, and west for the four corners of the earth coming to mourn. We have the trees of life. We have the Roman laurel wreaths, all cemetery motifs which honor James Garfield. Keller then goes to France. In France, he found a company that could do full figures in a mosaic. We have a surround in the building. In the middle of the building, we call it an allegorical funeral procession. It is made up of 200,000 pieces of tessera, or small pieces of marble, naturally occurring marble. They are generic figures, but they are mourners to the president, James Garfield. Stained glass windows, he did in London. Now, he asked Tiffany if he could do windows, and Tiffany had just started Favreau Glass. Said it was too big a commission. Keller, the architect, goes to London. In London, H. Walter Lonsdale is the man who cartooned the windows for St. Finbar in Cork, Ireland. Keller grows up in Cork, Ireland. He liked the windows. He went to London to find Lonsdale. Lonsdale was a transplanted American, but Lonsdale cartoons the windows. Now, they need an American motif or American theme, and so they choose the 13 American colonies. And if you see the windows, you will see that there are allegorical figures, women, and each of the women holding something from the 13 original colonies, Virginia and tobacco, and Pennsylvania, the oil lamp, New York, the Statue of Liberty. It really is a very, very wonderful depiction of American history. And again, to honor James Garfield symbolically. Other things in the monument, then, we have a statue in the monument, which is 7 feet 9 inches tall. It is made of white Carrara marble. Sculptor is Alexander Doyle, actually born in Steubenville, Ohio, but then did most of his work out of New York City. Now, the statue is James Garfield speaking in the Congress of the United States, where he was for 17 years.